A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Samach Dalid Amud Beis, 64b, pagination 128. Five lines from the top, we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Yotze Isha, a woman can go out, and there's a whole list of things here that are acceptable for her to go out wearing. Remember that we discussed that certain types of things, even though they're worn, she's wearing them, they're jewelry, they're attached to her, but because we're concerned that she might take them off, they are restricted in terms of being worn, and we asked if there is indeed such a restriction, why in our time do we not find such a restriction and women go out with whatever jewelry they're wearing? We don't have this concern. So this is the daf where some of this becomes a little bit more clear. The Mishnah is listing off different things that she could wear. It says, b'chute sar, she's allowed to have hair, like a wig, on her head in certain circumstances. B'totafes, a certain type of frontlet, a ornament worn across her forehead. And on the next line it says, Bikavul uvapeya nochris, a certain type of cap and a wig, lichatzer, but only to the courtyard. That means that even though these two items were prohibited previously to be worn in the public area because she might somehow take them off or whatever, but over here we're allowing her to wear them into the chatzer, into a fenced-in area. It's outside the house, but it is an area that from there she might walk into the public area. If you'll drop down to the middle of the page, at the end of a line, there's a two dots, and then there's the word bikavul. About midway on the page, Bikavul of a Peah Nachris Lechatzer, the Gemara elaborates. Amar Rav. Rav's opinion is, Kol she'osu chachomim lotzes bo l'rishus harabim, any case that the chachomim said you're not allowed to go into rishus harabim, osu lotzes bo lechatzer, you're not allowed to go into the courtyard either, chutz mi kavul o Peah Nachris, the kavul and the peah nachris that we just mentioned, this cap and wig, are the only exceptions that you could wear them into the courtyard. Rabbi Anani bar Sasa mishmei de Rabbi Yishmael Omar, but the dissenting opinion based on Rabbi Yishmael is hakol ke kavul. Everything is like the kavul and is permitted in the courtyard. The only reason our Mishnah says permitted in the courtyard is this kavul and doesn't mention everything is because the kavul was previously prohibited specifically in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is coming to tell you even those things that we listed off as prohibited, it's permitted when it comes to the courtyard because it's fenced in. But going into the Rishus HaRabim is what we prohibited. And everything according to Rav Anani bar Sasan in the name of Rabbi Yishmael is permitted in the courtyard. Taisvis, the bottom Taisvis, which we alluded to in a previous session, says that this is the basis or a primary source for the leniency that we have regarding jewelry because we're allowing it into the courtyard. So let's see what he means. Rav Anani bar Absosin Omar HaKol Ki Kavul V'nira Da Alocha Ki Rabbi Anani. We follow like Rav Anani. Midu'oma Milsa Mishmei De Rabbi Yishmael B'Rabbi Yaisi, because it's in the name of Rabbi Yishmael B'Rabbi Yaisi, and Rabbi Yishmael Tana Hu Upalig, and that's a Tana. That's the level of a Mishnah. So even though his opinion did not show up in the Mishnah, but Rav Anani is quoting it, and that is a strong enough opinion to argue on our Mishnah. Skip down to the second wide line of Taisus, where Taisus says, "Im kain, if so, noshim mutaros liskashet bevayis ubachotzer. Women are permitted to adorn themselves in the house and in the courtyard b'tabaos uv'tachshitim, with different ornaments, with rings. V'anu, and therefore us, she'ein lanu shesarabim gomor, we don't have a true public domain. Because of all of our Rishas HaRabim's Karmelis, he are really a Karmelis. Shaharei, because, and this is Tosfos' opinion, Ein Mevaos Shalana Rechavos Yudvav Amo, we don't have 16 Amo wide roads, V'lo Samach Ribo Bo Kimbo, and we don't have 600,000 people traveling these roads. And therefore, it's not a real Rishas HaRabim. Even if she were to go out, it's not the real Rishas HaRabim. So even if she were to go out with it, even if she were to take it off, it's still not a true Rishas HaRabim. Hareyu kechaser she'ina me'ureves. Taisvis says the entire thing we're dealing with is a chatzer that's not with an Erev chatzeros. And therefore, even going in to the public area that we call a public area, as long as she continues wearing it, it's not a problem. Because the fear that it all started with, that we were concerned that it would happen, there is no thing to worry about. It'll never be biblical in our application. In the next piece,
but it still would be rabbinic.
So that's what he's saying. In the next piece, he goes on and even says, since there is no Rishus HaRabim at all, so even the Karmelis becomes permitted, because there's nothing to confuse it with. Remember, we're not telling you you're allowed to carry into the Karmelis. We're allowing you to wear the jewelry, which until now was forbidden, because we thought you might enter a Rishus HaRabim and take it off, but you're wearing it right now. Says Tosfos, if there is no Rishus HaRabim, so we could at least allow them to wear it when they're wearing it. We didn't say they could take it off, but they could wear it. So this reaction, it should be at least rabbinically prohibited. That's exactly what Tosfos wants to undo. He wants to say that wearing it, which is permitted, is not a place for a rabbinic legislation. Because there is no deterioration. It'll never reach a biblical. Because we don't have such a thing. And this, of course, follows Tosfos' opinion if you assume that there is no application of biblical. A more comfortable leniency is three lines from the bottom, the third word. V'harav Rabbeinu Shimshon Matza Kosov B'Shem Rabbeinu Sar Shalom. They found written up a different leniency. Anything that it is common to show one to the other, you would take it off and you would show it, that's what they prohibited. But if you have a generation that they don't take things off to show them, which woman would take off her earring in the public area to show somebody? It's unheard of. She might lean over and show you the earring if you're admiring it, but she'd never take it off. And our women do not show these things. And therefore it's permitted. So that's an important Tosfos, and I think it's good that we saw it inside. Now, another observation. Women in particular, and that's how it's presented, put some sort of absorption cloth to absorb the monthly period, and is there some level of carrying involved with that? So you go back to the Mishnah, at the top of the page, about the 10th line at the end of a line, over Moshe Skina Lini Dasa, there's an absorption pad that she puts in, perhaps, in the way they present it, to absorb the nida flow. And that's permitted because it is to protect her. Now, there's a difference in the top Tosfos, also an important Tosfos to observe, because this affects all things like hat covers and all these types of things. If the item that's being presented, number one, is it a article of clothing? That's one thing to be aware of. And the other thing is, what is it coming to protect? So Taisvis says in the top line, Pirush HaKuntres, Rashi explained, Ba'osa Makom, in that place, Shayiv Labo Adam, so it should absorb that blood, V'lo Yitanfu Bigodel, and her garments should not become dirty. So Rashi is presenting it that her garments won't get dirty, and that's not really the way it's presented in final halacha. Taisvis' opinion is really what's presented in halacha, the last line of that Taisvis, which is the fourth line on the page, Nira li, nun lamid, Nira li, shalo yipal al besara, the blood should not fall on her body, v'tiyave shalei, and dry there, v'nimtza mitzara, and cause her pain. It has to be to protect her body. And the question that they ask is, what would be if it wouldn't be enough volume to cause pain to her? It's going to dry and cause her pain, a scab, a dirt that's sitting on her flesh, her skin. It doesn't bother her. It doesn't hurt her, but it is dirty. It's something she wants to protect herself from. Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach in Shmir Shabbos Kilcha so extends this and says that this is not limited to mitzahara, doesn't have to only hurt her skin, but even if it dirties her skin, that's enough reason to justify wearing a protective article. But again, the simple understanding of this, the way we paskin, is that it has to be to protect her body. And protecting her clothing is not sufficient reason to have such a protective pad. It's to protect her body. If it was a true article of clothing, then perhaps we could go further. You wear a raincoat, even if it's just a drizzle, you would not get wet, but your clothing would get wet in a way that's objectionable. So that's okay. We certainly do wear raincoats under those circumstances, but that's a true article of clothing. And also, you don't know if it'll start raining more. So you're wearing the function of the coat is also to protect you. But that's something that we pay attention to. What exactly are we looking to protect? Yeshikach, have a wonderful day.